On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here. Play KMFM from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1-ish. It's Tom Crowsdale.
It's A-level results day and KMFM's been to schools across Kent to find out how everyone got on.
I got 2 A stars and 2 A's, so I'm pleased about that.
I got 3 A stars and an A, and then an A star in my EPQ project.
An A star in further maths, maths and physics, and an A in computing.
I got an A in extended project, a D in psychology, a distinction in health and social and performing arts and drama.
So I got an A star in maths, an A in further maths, physics and chemistry. They were tough this year, but they were fair and, you know, just got through them.
Well, across the country, the proportion of A-levels awarded an A or an A star has dropped to the lowest level for more than a decade. 25.5% were given top marks this year, compared to 25.3% in 2007. In Sittingbourne, Finlay goes to Borden Grammar and Megan goes to Westland School. They've told KMFM what they plan to do next.
I'm going to St Andrews to study maths on a scholarship from Credit Suisse.
I'm going into the police force in Kent Police and I'm going to go in as a student police officer and hopefully work my way up.
Deborah Stanley is head teacher at Maidstone Girls Grammar.
We're very pleased with the results this year. We have seen improvement in the performance across the board, some fantastic personal achievements on the part of individuals and some departments. Very pleased with the students and congratulations to them.
Well, the man in charge of education at Kent County Council is Roger Goff. He's been watching students open their results at the Archbishop School in Canterbury.
We've had young people, all of whom have achieved what it is that they want in terms of their destinations, whether it's their first choice of university or work or apprenticeship. And so it's been really quite a buoyant atmosphere here this morning.
Marnie Winterberg is from the children's charity, the NSPCC. She's got this advice for mums and dads.
We want parents to, and carers to know, try not to put too much pressure on your children to get certain grades. And children might find it hard to talk to them about their results, so be patient and supportive until they feel ready to open up.
Head to kentonline.co.uk for more reaction and advice.
KMFM News.
In other news, one person's been treated by paramedics after a crash on the A2 near Gravesend. It happened on the London-bound stretch at around 9 o'clock this morning and involved a bus and a lorry. Drivers are facing queues all the way back to Cobham. Jack will keep you posted in the travel. Separately, a man's being questioned on suspicion of dangerous driving after a court was going the wrong way down the A2. It happened overnight and police say they pulled over a vehicle London-bound near the M2.
KMFM News.
Police in Malaysia say Nora Quarin, the London teenager who went missing there, died from internal bleeding. Detectives are putting it down to hunger and stress. Andy Hayes reports.
The Irish-French teenager vanished from a rainforest resort about 40 miles south of the Malaysian capital, Kuala Lumpur. Authorities say her body was discovered near a jungle stream on Tuesday. A post-mortem examination found she had a ruptured intestine, but there was no evidence she'd been kidnapped or sexually assaulted. Nora's parents have previously said their hearts are broken.
Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn reckons he can stop a no-deal Brexit by being elected temporary Prime Minister. But other opposition parties have said they won't support him in a no-confidence vote in Boris Johnson. Meantime, business leaders in Kent are accusing the government of sending mixed messages about its no-deal Brexit planning. The minister in charge of it, Michael Gove, has suggested cash would be set aside to help firms temporarily affected by the change in circumstances. But the Kent and Victor Chamber of Commerce says it's worried this wouldn't be available for small and medium-sized companies. Its chief exec, Joe James, says there's some really practical steps the government should be taking.
A simple one would be, you know, issuing an EORI number to all our exporters, as this is the basic requirement that they need to move goods across borders. So that's something that they could do, which, you know, would help immediately.
And it's claimed 40 people on a commuter coach to London have been held up for half an hour in Tunbridge because of a badly parked lorry. The bus couldn't get down St Stephen Streets with the truck on double yellow lines.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
It's day two of the second Ashes test between England and Australia at Lord's. A short while ago, the hosts were on 72 for 2 in their first go with the bat. Opener Jason Roy was out for a duck in the first over, while captain Joe Root's only made 14. Rory Burns is currently at the crease with Kent's Joe Denley, who's on 27. Manchester United and Manchester City are being added to help cash-strapped Bury survive. Gillingham's League One rivals face being kicked out of the league. One of the town's MPs reckons their Premier League neighbours should step up to the plate. And Sol Campbell's left his job as Macclesfield town manager. He's been at the League Two side for 8 months. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.